We are now up to Simin Tofresh Mem Vav, the halachas of the Hadas, and we'll be learning the first two simanim. The first sif here is an interesting one. This follows a certain pattern within the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is really a synopsis of the Bais Yosef. In the Bais Yosef, he will often quote different shittas, and then when he writes it down as the outline of what he said in the Shulchan Aruch, he may be Soser himself, meaning he may bring down in the outline one place where he'll be Machshir something and then he'll apostle something. In most cases, the way it's resolved is that he likes sticking to the Lashon of the Rambam wherever possible. But if he does want you to know that it's a Machlokas, he will later bring down the other Shitas. That is precisely what goes on in Tofresh Mem Vav. The first part of Tofresh Mem Vav is verbatim from the Rambam. Later, he's going to tell us that there's a machlokas, whether or not we hold like the Rambam. So let's begin. Hadas shenikdam rosho kosher. A hadas whose head is chopped off, meaning not just the leaf, but actually a piece of the bark is chopped off, it is kosher. Later, we are going to see that it's a machlokas. He only brought this down here because it's a Lashon HaRambam. Nashru rov olof. What happens if the majority of leaves fell off? Now, in a lulav, we saw the halacha was that nifritzu olav, if the majority of leaves fell off, the lulav was pusel. It's not called a lulav, it's called a stick. Or according to Rashi, it's not hadar. That psul you don't have in a hadas. That if the majority of leaves fall off, then it's as if there are no leaves on it, and the hadas is not a hadas. But there's another halacha in a hadas, and that is that the Torah calls a hadas anaf eitz ovos, which is a leaf of a braided tree. Braiding, Chazal say, have to be that you get three leaves coming out on every level. This way it looks braided. Fewer than three leaves is not braided. So, the halachi is that a hadas that is not braided, that doesn't have ovos, is possible. It's not min ovos. It's a different species than what the Torah said to take. And it's possible all 7 days. So how could you possibly have a case where the majority of leaves fall out, and we say it's not as if they're all missing, but it's still considered avos. So let's see. In nishtairu gimel olin bekein echad kasher. If you're left with three leaves on every level, it's kasher. Says the Mishnah Berurah. We are talking about a hadas that started off with seven leaves coming off every level. Four out of every seven fell off. So the majority of leaves are gone. Were this a lulav, we would say that it was nifritzu rov olav. Most of the leaves are missing and it's pasul. There is no psul of nifritzu rov olav in hadas. But you must remain with three leaves, otherwise we say that this is not ovos. The details of the halacha of ovos we're going to see later. Siv beis, hayu anovav merubos me olav. Often on the hadas they grow little berries. What happens if you had more berries than leaves? Im yerukos kasher. If they're green, it is kasher. Paship shadon it is because it is considered mimin hadas. It's the same color as the hadas. Whereas if it's a different color, then it's pasul. Vim adumos oshchoris, where if it's red or black, then it's pasul. Vim miyaton kasher. Now this is one pshat. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Yerushalmi that the psul is because. Now, according to this, the psul is that it's not beautiful. It's not hadar. He brings a Yerushalmi that it becomes a fruit, and it's not an anaf eitz avos anymore. It's not a branch. It becomes a fruit if you have a majority of it being berries. Now, why does the color make a difference? Because if the color is not supposed to be green, then it's not considered fully grown, so it's not a fruit yet, and it's still a branch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what if you have a species of hadas that grows green berries? There, according to the Yerushalmi, it would be pasul. Whereas, according to what the Rishonim say in the Bavli, where the reason it's pasul is because of a lack of hadar, as long as it's green, it matches the rest of the hadas, and it's not there's no chsaron of hadar there. The Prima Gadim is mistopic. What if you have blueberries? Is it only black and red? What if it's blue? Will that pasul or not? V'miyaton kosher. If you pull the berries off before yontif, the halach is it is kosher, even after you tie the hadas into the lulav. V'in rematin osim b'yontif, l'vishu kum metaken. You're not allowed to pull them off on yontif because it's a tikkun d'rabbanan. You're making a hadas kosher. Ovar v'likton, what happens if he went and he pulled them off? O shalikton echod echod la'achila hareze kosher, or if he pulled them off one at a time, la'achila it is kosher. Now, the Gra changes the girsa here in the Magen Avraham, and they say that what it's supposed to say is shalikton achar la'achila. Meaning, if the person himself pulls it off, then he's doing an aveira on yantif, and it's a mitzvah bab aveira. Whereas, if someone else wanted to eat the berries, it's somebody else, a different person, so that he doesn't think about the fact that this is going to be kosher for him. Or the person himself did, but he has another hadas and doesn't really need this one. He has other hadas and doesn't need this one. There the halacha will be that he's not doing it as a tikkun, and it's not nikkur as a tikkun, and the halacha will be that you could use it on yantif. Now, the Bir Halacha brings up the issue that if when yantif came in, it was pasul, and then later it became kosher, the Gemara leaves it as a suffix. If something was pasul, if it can become kosher later once yantif comes in. And so the halacha is like this. If at the beginning of yantif it was pasul, and then you made it kosher, so as long as it wasn't done by aveira, it's all right. But if it was kosher at the beginning, then it became pasul, and then it became kosher again, so the Mishnah Berurah says to be machmir. So lahalacha, it's got to be that you had black berries or red berries before yantif, and then on yantif itself they got pulled off the heter, there it's kosher. But if before yantif it was kosher because the berries were green, on yantif they turned black and then they were taken off, that is called nira v'nitcha and shuv nitcha, which is a suffix in the Gemara.